Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting second. The center fielder, Lee May. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth. The catcher, Joe Torre. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rico Cardi. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Oliver. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dennis Menke. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gary Kolb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tony Kloninger. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Tony Kloninger. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting second. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Galen Sisco. Pitching for the New York Mets, Galen Sisco. And now, play ball. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Gonder and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. Two outs. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews takes first base on ball four. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Torre reaches second base with a double. Mathews goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Braves. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kolb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Sisco, and towards Cannell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hickman moves to second. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke misplays the ball. That's an error on Menke. Hickman moves to third. Gonder moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke fields it and throws to second for the out. Hickman scores. Gonder moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Braves, 1, Mets, 1. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Mets 1. The Braves will come to bat. Tony Kloninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kloninger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kloninger moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Kloninger moves to third. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Torre hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kloninger scores. May scores. Matthews moves to second. It's 3-1, Braves. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matthews scores. There goes Torre trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 4-1, Braves. Bill Wakefield now pitching. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cannell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Kloninger covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Mets 1. The Braves will come to bat. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-1 in the game. Menke hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 0-for-1 in the game. Kolb takes first base on ball 4. Tony Kloninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Kolb moves to second. Tony Kloninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kolb. The throw from Gonder and he is out, Smith applying the tag. Two outs. Tony Kloninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kloninger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kloninger bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gonder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kolb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Mets 1. The Braves will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Matthews hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield strikes out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kloninger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Mets 1. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Torre hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carty hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou who is chasing the ball. Cranepool reaches third base with a triple. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cranepool tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, Braves. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-2 in the game. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Mets 2. The Braves will come to bat. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-2 in the game. Menke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Kolb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Kloninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kloninger is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Kloninger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kloninger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Woody Woodward now playing second base. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Gonder takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Woodward misplays the ball. That's an error on Woodward. Gonder moves to third. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Gonder scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Braves. Larry Elliott pinch hits for Bill Wakefield. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a line drive towards first. Oliver reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Mets 3. The Braves will come to bat. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-3 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Matthews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to second. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Gonder and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. May scores. Matthews moves to second. It's 5-3, Braves. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Torre hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Christopher fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Christopher. Matthews scores. Torre moves to third. It's 6-3, Braves. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardi hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Cardi reaches second base with a double. Torre scores. It's 7-3, Braves. Gary Kroll now pitching. Ty Cline pinch runs for Rico Cardi. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-3 in the game. Menke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is hit by the pitch. Cline moves to third. Oliver moves to second. Tony Cloninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cloninger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cloninger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ty Cline now playing center field. Lee May now playing left field. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Braves. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews juggles the ball. That's an error on Matthews. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gonder hits a pop-up towards short. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Mets 4. The Braves will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Graham pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Wayne Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Klaus pinch hits for Gary Kroll. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 7, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.